Thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time for Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. Well, the guy that's going to guest with me today by phone is an old friend. In fact, I've known him 40 years, but he's been making records for 55 years. And in fact, he's here to celebrate the 55th anniversary album of his band, The Ides of March. They came together in 1964, and they're still going strong with the original lineup. But before I get to talking to Jim Peterick from The Ides, let's let the music do the talking with the title track of their newest album, a double vinyl, celebrating 5+ decades in the business. The title track, Play On.
When the fire of life meets the chill of night, there is magic in the air. When the stars align, we reach out to find someone who can take us there. We are the minstrels that pave the way to a feeling that is yours forever. When a melody turns to memory, soundtrack of our life. Oh, play on, play on. Let the rhythm of it lift you up. Play on and on. It's an open invitation, sweet intoxication. If music is the wine of love, play on. Across the land, playing songs that filled our lives. Though the styles have changed, still the thrill's the same. When the changes flow just right, you are the dreams of the coming age. We are just your patient teachers. Hand in hand, we will lead this band to the heartbeat of the night. Sweet intoxication. If music is the wine of love, you got to play on. Carry this torch to the future. You are a rising star. Stand in the spotlight. Just your belief and a hand-me-down guitar. Ooh, play on, play on. Let the rhythm of it lift you up. Play on and on. It's an open invitation. Sweet. If music is the wine of love, you got to play on. Play on, on, on. Got to play on.
Hey, it's Tom Lounges, and this is Midwest Beats. Joining me now, a guy who's been making records for 5 years plus 5 decades. That's right, 55 years. Jim Peterick has been at the forefront of the Ides of March with the original members out of Berwyn, Illinois. Larry, Bob, Jim, and Mike have been making music a long time. Jimmy Peterick, welcome to the program.
Wow, and nice to talk to you, Tom. I'll tell you, you're always there for us, and such a pleasure being on your show.
Now, you guys are celebrating 55 years. It seems like a blink ago that you were here in the studio for your 50th anniversary. How does it keep going?
Well, knock on wood, you know, we're healthy. We love what we do. And I'll tell you, the audiences keep us alive. I mean, it keeps our quality up because we know the audiences are expecting the best, and we rehearse our butts off. We try to give the people their money's worth. I love it when they come to the, you know, the merchandise autograph table and say, man, you guys get better every time. And I don't know if they're lying, but we sure try.
What's cool about this is that you have gone back to old school. You've got a double vinyl album out on the Ides of March Play On 55th Anniversary Collection. And the CD is also available and downloads, of course. But the vinyl's unique because you've got some special tracks on it, correct?
Yeah. You know, we really wanted to do vinyl. I miss those days, as I know many of the fans do, when you could actually open up an album and read, actually without a microscope or without a loop, the lyrics, the credits, and, of course, vinyl, complete with its pops and clicks. Nothing sounds quite like it. So we took the 14 tracks from the CD, and we spread them out through three sides of vinyl, which means that it's got a really nice groove space. We didn't try to cram too much. And on the fourth side, we put the vintage reissues, the original mono mix of vehicle, which has not been available on vinyl for, you know, 30 years. LA Goodbye, One Woman Man, which is the song that actually preceded Vehicle. And then, of course, our very first release, You Wouldn't Listen, and Roller Coaster, which was the follow-up, things that the Real Ides fans are really going to love.
Now, you've also got Superman on there. That's one of my favorite early Ides songs, and you've got the stereo mix. I have the original single. I think I still have the picture sleeve for that, too.
I'm glad you mentioned it. I forgot about Superman. Yeah, I mean, that stereo mix really is good. It opened up a whole new thing. I remember cutting it at Sunset Sound in L.A., and the members of Bill Chase's group, all the Chase guys, were in the control room. And, you know, we're cutting the track and feeling that pressure, but good pressure, because they were up there, you know, expecting the best from the Ides. They love the Ides.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave it our all. And we were blown away by the technology of the West Coast. You know, I remember Mike set his drums up under a giant umbrella, and we thought that was so cool. And it really kept the sound focused, you know. And it was just a great experience, and you can hear it on the track, that the excitement and the great separation of the studio.
Now, was the Chase guys, were any of them on the Superman recording?
Nope, just cheering in the background. But soon after that, they asked me to sing lead with their band on a couple of brand new songs called Pure Music on that album, and I sang Love Is On The Way and Run Back To Mama. They loved my performance so much that they asked me. So that was really cool.
this was the year when the dreams of man were finally laid unto rest. But you know they say that hope springs eternal within the human breast. Yeah, some people died and some people cried there, but a change has got to
Jim Peterick, doing time with Chase, and Love is on the Way. I'm Tom Lounge, as you are listening to Midwest Beat. Jim Peterick, my guest on today's show. Jim?
You also wrote a song for Chase. I know we're getting off topic here, but you did, was it Boys and Girls Together?
Boys and Girls Together, playing funny games. Look at the policeman, called him funny names. Oh, man, that was a cool song. That was on their very first album.
Right, and that's...
I didn't sing it. The lead trumpet player sang it, and it was really, really, really cool.
I think that was the first credit I saw that was on another artist's album by you, and that goes way back. I mean, that's the 60s as well.
Yes, great. I really enjoyed Bill Chase, and he left this planet way too soon.
Yes, he did. Let's, for the listeners, we're going to play that new release, the stereo mix of Superman. We'll be back with Jim right after this. Stay with me on Midwest Beat.
Superman.
taking the glasses off and letting the cape fly. Superman Unleashed by the Ides of March here on Midwest Beat. Taking you back to the 1960s. One of those bonus tracks, but you got to buy the vinyl of Play On, the 55th anniversary album of the Ides of March. And Jim Peterick, who has been there since day one, the guy that wrote it, sang that, is with us on the phone. Jim, 55 years is a long, long time. What's the secret with the Ides for keeping not just the music going, but keeping the band going? I mean, look at all these bands, and you've known musicians your whole life. There's feuding, infighting all the time. You guys have stayed friends and your family. I've seen you together. You hang out. Your wives hang out. What's the secret to making that happen?
Wow. Well, that's the $64,000 question. And, you know, we always talk about it. What makes us different? And I think it's mutual respect. Everybody has their specialty. You know, I'm kind of considered the musical director, and they, not that there's not room for counterpoint, but I really kind of lead the parade musically. And Mike, of course, does all the rehearsal bookings, and, of course, you know, he's a great drummer. That goes without saying. Larry Millis is the recording engineer and co-producer. Bob Berglund cooks the books.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we try not to cross each other's line. We know that the people in their different capacities are the best that we could ever find. And it's really about checking the ego at the door, too, and not hogging the spotlight. I mean, granted, I get a fair amount of spotlight, but no one resents that because they know that I'm the lead singer, lead guitarist, and sometimes the spotlight's going to go to me, but I always share the stage, and I'm, you know, we're all equal as far as I'm concerned.
Now, how has the recording process changed from, say, Superman, which we just heard, to a latter-day song like Flipside, onto the new song like Play On? How has things evolved as recording artists and your style in studio?
Wow, great question. Actually, you know, if I look at Superman, it's very, very similar to the way we recorded Play On, which is with the new album. In between that time, and same thing with Flipside, you know, the early days, the 70s, 60s and 70s, we recorded all as a unit. A lot of times I would sing the vocal along with the track. There was bleed between instruments, you know, there wasn't perfect isolation. And that kind of made the vibe. And then towards, you know, when we started making records in the 90s, digital technology was the big thing. And to be honest, we started recording differently, where I would record a piano track with Larry, and then the band would come in, and layer by layer, we would put on the drums, and we'd put on the bass, and when Scott was available, we'd put on the keyboards. And it works, but you never can quite capture the chemistry of all playing together. So on Play On, with Fred producing, who's done practically every Jimmy Webb album since 75, and America, and Linda Ronstadt, and on, he, let's say, insisted, but we were right there, to record the whole thing as a band. Set up the amps, go into a room face-to-face, and cut and cut and cut until they had the right take. Don't take three and then try to fix it. Let's get a magic take. That was his whole theory. And it shows. You know, on this new album, you feel it. You can feel the chemistry. Kind of like when we went in and cut Vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's just like magic. And I feel that on this record. And that's what makes me so happy.
It's got that very live, organic sound. And that's the reason why. Because you did it live and organically at Jam Lab, correct? Your studio? With Colin?
Yeah, my son's studio, Colin's studio, we did all the tracking there. And a lot of the vocals, you know, I was face-to-face with Mark Farner at the Jam Lab singing Swagger. Same thing with Bo Bice on Love or Something Like It. With David Pack on Song About Mary. And then we took it back to my studio at my house, World State Studio. And we did a lot of the overdubs and the mixing at World State. So it's kind of a combination of two studios.
Let's play Swagger right now. This features Mark Farner, the voice guitar songwriter of Grand Funk Railroad. Mark swaggering his way through an Ides song on his classic album. We'll be back with Jim right after this. Come on.
with the messed up hair.
Yeah, now, she might not be the hottest looking girl in this room, but then why are all the guys trying to catch her eye?
Well, maybe it's because she got something those other girls don't.
You mean, like, she's the boss?
Yeah, she's herself at any cost.
Uh-huh.
She's got the secret sauce.
Secret sauce, yeah!
Swagger, that's all she needs. She's counting on her confidence, the rest is guaranteed.
It's like magic, she could be a fantasy. Play it like you say it, put your chin up and swagger.
Swagger, that's what it's called. Wherever there's an audience, we're working for you.
It doesn't matter if you're short or if you're tall. Rolling like you want to keep the skin up and swagger.
We've all got it, but nobody swaggers quite as much as Jim Peterik, as he should, with all the hits under his belt, all the years with the amazing band The Ides of March. New vinyl out, new CD out. I'm imagining a pretty good tour planned as well. You're still playing a lot of dates live, Jim.
Oh yeah. The one coming up, we just did a promo video for this morning. Back in our hood, back in Berwyn, Illinois, 21st of September, we're going to be playing outdoors by the train station for about, we expect about 20,000 people.
Wow.
And some of our, I'm going to look out on that audience. I'm going to see half of them as friends, from school. And there's a lot of people bringing, all their friends together for a reunion. It's going to be a major event. And so that's going to be fun. And then on the October 26th, that's really the big kahuna. That's at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, and that's officially our 55th anniversary show, and it's literally 55 years and 3 days from the day we first played the Red Feather Building in 1964 in Berwyn, Illinois, for 45 people and $20 total.
I was going to ask what the payday was on that one.
$20 for the whole band, and but, the feeling is still the same, and that show's going to be great. We're bringing in Mark Farner. We're bringing in Bo Bice and a couple other surprises, which we'll announce very soon.
Wow. Now, you've been known for the last at least decade and a half or so of doing world stage. Maybe it's been longer. Time with you is like it's like Dorian Gray. It never seems to pass. You never age. The songs always are timeless, and it seems like you've just been going on and on. But world stage has been going for a number of years, and that's a special project where you come in and you bring all your different celebrity friends, and they sit in and they play and they jam, and it's a good time. Now, this album is almost like a world stage. You've got Mindy Hebert, Kathy Richardson, Paul Schaefer from the old Letterman band, Tom Doody, and even Joe Bonamassa on here with David Pack. How does this differ from a world stage album? Because you also have one of those out, too, which we should mention. There is a new world stage, but the focus is on this one, and you've got as many guests.
Well, there's a few differences. I mean, really, the main difference is that the core band for the Ides of March is the Ides of March. With the world stage, we have the world stage band, Eddie Breckenfeld, Clem Hayes, Christian Cullen, Mike Aquino, and they're, seasoned pros. And so are the Ides, but we have a different sound. We're the Ides of March. So it's a different chemistry with these guests. Plus, in the Ides album, a lot of the songs are co-written with the artist. So, like David Pack and I's song about Mary, Swagger, me and Mark Farner wrote it. Love Is Something Like It, me and Bo wrote it. So there's more of that co-writing than there is generally on a world stage record.
Okay. Now, speaking of Bo Bice, he came to fame by doing a great version of Vehicle on, it was an American Idol, wasn't it?
Correct.
And for him now to go from unknown status to celebrity status with doing your song and now recording with you, the guy who kind of opened the door inadvertently for him to find fame. What was it like for him to work with you and you to work with him, who is basically a kind of a junior disciple of Jim Peterik's songwriting?
Well, you can ask him that, but as far as I'm concerned, it was a real thrill. You know, I'll never forget the time Mike Borch called me in Nashville, says, "Turn on the TV, man. There's this guy, he looks like Jesus Christ, and he's singing the crap out of Vehicle." And I turned on the set, and sure enough, this guy is giving it up with his long hair. "I'm your Vehicle, baby." I was like goosebump head to toe. And I just will never forget that moment. And about a week later, I called him, and I thanked him. And he says, "Man, I just hope I make it all the way." Well, we made it to second or the first runner-up, number two. And we always stayed in touch. And we wrote songs together. We still write songs together. He joined Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is hilarious because that's such a full circle moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the song they would always encore with was Vehicle. And he always introduced it as, "Here's the greatest song that Blood, Sweat, and Tears never recorded."
Let's play the new one. This is Love or Something Like It. And this has Bo and Jim and the Ides backing them up. Let's check it out. More with Jim Peterik after this.
You get so hung up on the same old strange. Love ain't gotta be a ball and chain. You got a first class ticket on a one way ride, staring at the end of a dead end sign. Been hung up on the firing line. Sometimes reason ain't got no rhyme. I said, "Love or something like it. You gotta know it when you find it. No way to deny when it's coming on. Change. Asked over by the suit from the stock exchange. Both caught up in the middle of the pouring rain. Which one's gonna have to feel the pain? When you try to get it right and it goes all wrong. Same old record but a different song. I said, "Love or something like it. No way to deny when it's coming on.
No, 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 no.
Love or something like it.
What's the use of trying to fight it?
Sometimes you get lucky, other times you don't. No, you gotta let it go." And up you'll find it.
There's no way to deny it when it's coming on.
No, 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 no. Love or something like it.
You get close enough, you'll find it.
Sometimes you get lucky, other times you don't.
You gotta let it roll.
Bo Bice, American Idol hero, Jim Peterik, Chicago music hero, and the Ides of March, Love or Something Like It, here on Midwest Beat. That's brand new music off the just-released Ides of March Play On, 55th anniversary. Now in stores, online, and at concerts, of course. Bo Bice, as a writer, what are your thoughts as a collaborator? You collaborate with some of the best and so many different people. Where does he stand in the mix?
He's right up there, you know, with Don Barnes and Jeff Carlisi, a very intuitive guy, great with lyrics. Practically all those lyrics in that song, all the verses are his. We wrote them together, but,
okay.
You know, I wouldn't have talked about the guy in the street corner begging for change. You know, he just has a different slant on the thing, passed over by the suit from the stock exchange. You know, it's just a different way of looking at life. It's a little more Southern, a little more skeptical than me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And love is something like it. You just take what you get, you know. He's brilliant.
Now, Bo, of course, as you mentioned, is the current singer, I still believe, with Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
He did leave Blood, Sweat, and Tears about a year ago.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that is a band that kind of followed suit with the Ides. As far as I know, the Ides, basically, along with Chicago, pioneered the brass sound. And Blood, Sweat, and Tears kind of came just after that and kind of mimicked it in a way.
Well, that's not quite fair.
No? You know, okay.
We were really coming up at the same time.
All right.
And I remember Vehicle came out the same week as Make Me Smile. So that gives you some idea of the timeline. And to be real honest, when the Ides of March went to the Connecticut Playground as a group to see BS&T, we had already written Vehicle, but that sealed the deal of what we wanted to be and what we wanted to sound like.
Okay. 55 years on, how do you still find time to be creative? And where do the ideas still come from? You have a wealth of songs under your belt for a variety of artists, as well as the Ides and your former band Survivor and all 38 special hits and Sammy Hagar. At your age, at this timeline, all these years, where does this nucleus come from of this burst of energy, this creative essence?
Well, I'm not sure, but I hope it doesn't leave. In the next room, I'm in my office right now. In the studio is a new artist from Memphis. He's living in Nashville now, by the name of Mark McKay. And he's been, and this is just one example of what gets me excited. And he's got a really great reputation in Nashville. A couple of labels are vying for him. And we've been writing together. And it's just, every artist, you know, I'm really inspired by great singers. I mean, yeah, musicians too.
Mm-hmm.
But give me a good voice, and believe me, I've been blessed with working with some of the best, between Dave Bickler, Jimmy Jameson, you mentioned Don Barnes, of course, Sammy Hagar. These are great voices. Toby Hitchcock, Mark Shearer. A great voice will inspire me to write my best, because I know if I write it, it will sound like $1 million. And Mark McKay is one of those singers. He sounds a little like, I don't know, Kenny Loggins. We're writing some great stuff together. So that's what wakes me up in the morning. I go, oh, man, Mark's coming over today. We're going to write. We got to write a great one. And Big Machine's ready to listen to his new stuff. You know, so that's what gets me off.
Now, are you doing a lot of the new songs in the Ides' current show? Obviously, fans come. They want to hear the hits that they know and love, not only from the Ides, but from your pen that you've written for others. But you've got 14 new tracks. How many of these are you incorporating into the live shows?
Well, it's a balancing act, like you said. You got to cater to the memories, but you also got to cater to the new stuff. For instance, this show we're doing at the Genesee Theater on the 26th of October. It's going to have 5 brand new ones, maybe 6, but for sure Swagger, because Mark will be there. For sure Love or Something Like It, because Bo will be there. Blue Storm Rising will be in the set, Too Far to Turn Around, Rule of Three, and This Miracle. So I guess really 6.
Okay.
And we've been doing them all summer, which is on purpose. We wanted to get fluid with them. You can't just go out there and start playing and expect them to be good. They got to be worked in. And now we really are feeling it.
Speaking of working in, let's work in another song. From the Ides of March, Play On, the 55th anniversary album. This is Kathy Richardson sitting in with the band on Blue Storm Rising. More with Jim Peterick when we return on Midwest Beat.
The wind at the door, even the dark. something bad is blowing on through. I'm gonna name this hurricane after you. The way that you love me,
the way you love me back.
Tell me, how did the blue sky we painted fade to black?
Storm Rising, new Ides of March material. You're hearing it here first on Midwest Beat. That's off the Play On album, 55th anniversary album. And Kathy Richardson is that female vocalist you're hearing sitting in with the band. This new Ides album is chock full of special guests. And my guest today here on the radio program is none other than Jim Peterick, founder, lead singer, guitarist, and primary songwriter of Ides of March.
With so many guests appearing on this and the co-writes, how long did it take you to actually put this album together from start to finish? Double album, vinyl, a lot of guests. How long of a process was this to get this from start to finish?
I'm rolling my eyes because it was at least 2 years before we even started recording. All the planning, all the writing. I must have written or co-written 35 songs before we finally narrowed it down to 14 with the help of Fred Mollen. One of the reasons we got an outside producer, because he's objective. And, you know, if Jim Peterick writes a song that he thinks the greatest thing since sliced bread, he'll listen to it and go, maybe burnt toast, you know? he'll call a spade, you know? So it was really great to have an objective ear. And invariably, he turned out to be right.
I was kind of shocked to see Fred's name on here, only because he worked with you on your alternative versions of your songs, aptly called The Songs. And I remember you telling me that Fred was the perfect choice for that because he was so good with the stripped-down Americana strings kind of stuff. The Ides have full horns, intricate arrangements. It almost seems like the antithesis of what you did with Songs. Instead of stripping them down to the basics, this is bombastic in a very positive way. So it seems like it was a new element for him.
Well, I'm sure he's done some of that in the past, but I think you're right. but it was a time for him to stretch. Mm-hmm. And I think he loved that challenge. He was excited about that as we were, you know, working with him. Something different for him. You know, instead of the, you know, like you said, the stripped down thing. You know, I know he's no stranger to, he loves BS&T, loves Chicago, good friends with Paul Schaefer, who's no stranger to brass.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so he loved it.
Was it Larry, or not Larry, was it Fred that got Paul on board? Because Paul Schaefer's on this album.
He sure was. He went to L.A. just to record him. I wasn't there, but Fred was, and he's definitely the catalyst.
Well, let's feature that song right now, Rule of Three. This has Paul Schaefer, best known for his time with a late-night Letterman band. And this is it, Ides of March, Paul Schaefer. More with Jim on the other side. Rule of Three.
I remember the rule of three. I could survive 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without shelter or food, but not a single solitary moment without you, without you. I'm a dying man, my will is all but gone. From your lips, and my heart will be beating strong. Better watch your vital signs. The doctor said to me, make sure that girl is worth it. You're down to the rule of three. I could survive 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without shelter or food, but not a single solitary. Without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without shelter or food. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without shelter or food. But not a single solitary moment. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without shelter or food.
It's Rule of Three. Paul Schaefer sitting in with the Ides of March. And you'll hear that one on the new Ides of March album, Play On, the 55th anniversary release. And you can get signed copies of that by Jim Peterick, my guest today, by joining us this coming Sunday, the 22nd of September. Jim will be making an appearance from 3:30 to 5:30 at Tom Lounge's Record Bin. That's my store in downtown Hobart, 218 Main Street. But now let's get back to talking about the album.
Okay. Now, in addition to the Ides of March shows, you're still doing your own shows. You've got the band with Colin, your son, and you're doing Cornerstone, which is still out there with all the classic Chicago bands, Shadows of Night, Crying Shames, Buckingham's, on and on. You have Tom Duty, lead singer of the Crying Shames, another Chicago legend, on a song called Cornerstone. Tell me about that song, how it came together, and then we're going to play it. Now, I know you got to go in just a minute, but I do want to get a couple more songs under our belt here. So tell me about Cornerstone.
Well, I love that song. You know, Scott May and I wrote that song, and he brought me this idea of Cornerstone, and I said, oh, is it going to be about rock and roll and the oldies? And no, man, let's write it about two people. And I said, well, I love that. And it became this great love song, really, about two people. Your love has been my cornerstone. It's like Karen and I, you know, it's the rock, you know. And, you know, we heard a duet, and we heard Tom Duty is one of the greatest singers. That's another singer that is one of the best. He inspired me when I was 15 and he was 18 to be as good as I could be. That magical Irish vibrato mm-hmm. that I learned how to do, and now I can't get rid of it. I really wanted to sound like Toad, which was his nickname back then. Mm-hmm. We still call him Toad. Wouldn't it seem right? And there was the vibrato. And I love his voice. So he flew in. Actually, it was probably after a Cornerstone show. And he stayed a few extra days and sang the duet on Cornerstone. I absolutely love hearing his voice.
Well, this is Cornerstone. It's off the new Ides of March album, Play On, the 55th anniversary. Back a final time with Jim Peterick after this.
All those years ago, it was almost like a song. We thought we had invented love, and maybe we weren't so wrong. You've been my fortress through the triumphs and the tears. We've built a strong foundation to hold us through the years, and we'll never have to face the night alone. No matter where we travel, we are. I will be the rock you lean on, give you shelter from the storm. This love will be our cornerstone. We walk a changing life and in strife. All this crazy motion has no place in our life. You have nourished me with kindness and some old-fashioned honesty. And heart to heart we're equal parts, the best of you and me. Face the night alone. No matter where we travel, we are. I will be the rock you lean on, give you shelter from the storm. This love will be our cornerstone.
Cornerstone, written by Scott May, Jim Peterick, helping out there on the vocals, Toad, Tom Duty of the Crying Shames, another Chicago legend. That's brand new stuff off the Eyes of March Play On, 55th anniversary, double vinyl, single disc, and it's available everywhere you can get music these days. Jim, why the decision to do vinyl? I know World Stage is not on vinyl, at least not right now. You put two albums out at once. This one you chose for vinyl. Why was that?
Well, I guess the biggest reason was public demand. You know, I mean, we didn't want to spend all that money making vinyl.
And it takes a little longer.
Very costly, and it takes a long time to get product. But everybody says, you're going to get vinyl? You're going to do vinyl? Finally, we said, yep. And then we did them one better by doing double vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And you open that gatefold, and there's all the photographs. And then every album sleeve is full of photos from the past and present. And, you know, we played the Joliet Prison with the Ides of March and with Jim Sons as our special guest, who, by the way, came on stage and said, by the way, I was an inmate at this prison for a whole year. And he pointed at the room where he used to be incarcerated. And he did Gloria, and the people just ate it up. But the point is, we sold almost entirely vinyl at that show.
Now, vinyl, if you probably have heard, because you always keep your thumb on the pulse of the music business, has outsold CDs for the first time since 1986 in this past year. So it looks like it's here to stay.
I sure hope so. I got my turntable out of mothballs, and it sounds pretty damn good.
What's next for the Ides? You guys are always perpetually moving forward. I know you've got a lot of dates to do. You're probably taking a quick breath here between projects, but you are always on the move, both with this band and others. What's going on with the Ides and what's going on with you, Jim?
The Genesee Theater is going to be something different with guests. Then we're gearing up for Cornerstones. Then the Ides Christmas show at the Arcata. Always a special day. Getting ready for some new material there. Toby Hitchcock is going to join us for the first time for our Christmas show. He's going to raise some goosebumps with Oh Holy Night and some absolutely great classic Christmas songs that only Toby could do. And then January's World Stage, so it's just a great variety.
You mentioned Toby, and Toby Hitchcock, of course, a Hoosier by native terms, but he's been making a name for himself around the world with solo music as well as with you in Pride of Lions. Now that Toby has gone solo and you have your hands full, is Pride of Lions still a viable entity for the two of you?
Funny you should ask. Very timely, because 4 days ago, or maybe five, big deal, I get a call from Serafino Maestro. Time for another Pride of Lions album. And I go, okay. I said, let me take a breath. I said, I can't just create these songs out of thin air. I'm going to need some time. I got to promote the Ides of March. I got to do World Stage. I'll tell you, if you want to release an album in the spring or summer of 2020, I can do it. So he says, perfect. He sent me the contract. Just looking it over now. So it's, the process starts again, and as soon as you told me that, I went and wrote a new song. So here we go.
All right, and that's in the process of coming. And, Jim, is there anything we haven't touched on? I do want to remind folks that you will be here in Indiana as well. You're going to be doing an appearance at my record store.
I know.
The 22nd, a Sunday. We're going to spend Sunday, maybe break some bread together and sing your musical praises.
I would love it, man. I love the old record store vibe, which you are bringing back. I really look forward to that. I'm going to bring my guitar, play a few songs, and sign as many autographs as people buy records. So
very
it's going
cool.
to be a blast.
Well, there's a lot of Ides and Jim signatures, signed albums and things there. And you know your good friend and mine, Mindy Hebert, was there not long ago and had a great turnout of people.
Oh, man. Well, please, I know you'll spread the word. I would love to see a full house at the record store. It's going to be a great afternoon.
All right. Again, that's Sunday, September 22nd, and it's going to be, I think we've settled on around 3:30. Is that correct?
That's what you told me.
Yeah, I think that's the time. Let's play another song, Jim, as we say goodbye. What would you like folks to hear off this new album?
Oh, my God. There's so many of my favorites. I'll tell you, it's a little bit of a contrary song, but it's one I truly love. It's a song that I name-check some of the great songs that use the word Mary. And my feeling is that a lot of the songs that Mary is in the title, share the same bittersweet emotion, that somehow it brings something out of the writer, that name Mary. And when I played it for David Pack, he totally agreed, and we did our best to do an Everly Brothers treatment on this song called Song About Mary.
And you hit a home run with it. The Everlys would be proud.
Thank you.
All right. David Pack, Jim Peterik, Ides of March off Play On, 55th anniversary, double vinyl. Stop down, meet Jim on September 22nd. We will have plenty of copies of this album for you to pick up, and he'll be happy to sign, as well as CDs and other things. And Jim, as always, my friend, thank you so much, not only for being on the show, not only for being a great musician, but for always having time to promote music here in the Chicagoland area and helping so many others along the way.
Well, I always throw it right back at you, Tom. You've been such a mentor to so many in the music scene. Always there for us, always ready to help, and you're so inspired by music. I can't help but be inspired every time I talk to you. What you do is great, so thank you.
All right. Well, let's do what I do best, and that is play other people's music, and no one's music I am prouder to play than this guy, Jim Peterik, Ides of March. This is Song About Mary. Stay with us. I'll be back on the other side with another Ides of March song, but Jim, it's time to say adios.
Thank you, Tom. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tonight, I strum these chords and softly pray, wondering what would Mary say. I'll try and capture the mood she brings, as to her memory I shall sing a song about Mary. Say hello to Mary Lou and bid goodbye to
You know, a lot of people ask me what the first record I ever bought was, and it was Vehicle by the Ides of March back in 1970. I bought the 45 on Warner Brothers Records and had one of those little punch holes in it because it came from a jukebox, but that was okay. It was scratchy and it had pops and clicks, but I still have that record today. So let's play that song. This is Vehicle, Ides of March, going back to one of the bonus tracks off their new album, Play On, 55th anniversary. Hard to believe it's been half a century since this song was on the charts. I'm Lounges. This is Vehicle. Catch Jim Peterick this Sunday, September 22nd, in person at Tom Lounge's Record Bin, 218 Main Street, downtown Hobart. He'll be there from 3:30 to 5:30, signing copies of this new album that we're featuring, The Ides of March, Play On. Time to rev the engines and climb on into that rock and roll vehicle that got him to where he is today.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
yeah.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
Peterick of the Ides of March, and I cannot wait to join everybody at 3:30 on September 22nd at Tom Lounge's Record Bin, 218 Main Street. I'm going to be playing a few songs. I'm going to be signing some vinyl, signing some CDs, and meeting a lot of people. Be there or be square.
That's right. Jim Peterick will be appearing at Tom Lounge's Record Bin this Sunday, September 22nd, from 3:30 until 5:30 at 218 Main Street in downtown Hobart. I'm Tom Lounge's, and I'll see you there. For more information, www.tomloungesrecordbin.com.